You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, we start off with the show with how the markets have been moving throughout the day. And I'm joined once again by the Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers. That's Makwe Masilela, to take a look at the movements throughout the day. And Dr. Masilela, good evening. Thanks for the time. Looks like it was a fairly decent day for some of the counters, especially if we're looking at resource counters. But we can't ignore the fact that the Rand is showing some signs of life.
Definitely, and good evening to you and to your listeners, bearing in mind that last week, the JSE added almost flat, and the rent has been continuing to firm up. I mean, for the whole of last week, it firmed almost 0.7%. But I think what has been driving markets, whether it makes it right or wrong, is those weaker than expected U.S. payroll data that themselves revised the bets on Federal Reserve interest rate cut. But as we know, that most people also still expect the European Central Bank to cut before the U.S. Central Bank, and we'll see what the BOE, what message are they giving us this week when they make that decision, though, for today, for them it's a holiday. But with this tentative signs, Jimmy, that the U.S. labor market is cooling, we're welcomed as well by the bond traders. So that's only the first part of what's needed to fire up the rally they have been hoping for since the beginning of this year. And as market participants cautiously increase bets on policy easing this year, we know very well that inflation still remains sticky, and that itself could limit what the Fed can do, which in turn could keep the excitement, you know, to be within a certain range.
I like that you bring up the Fed, because we know we got that data from the Fed last week, and I don't think the markets have ever been so happy to see such poor jobs numbers as a sign that we could potentially see interest rate cuts. I think the markets were just waiting for some sign of good news, and although this is only one print, it definitely does point in the right direction compared to what we've been seeing lately. Makwe, let's look at some of the other developments in the US before we come back home. Berkshire Hathaway announced their earnings, or we had the earnings meeting and a report that is delivered by Warren Buffett every year, very, very well attended as always. What else are we expecting from an earnings perspective out of the US, and what is the sentiment from the likes of Berkshire when they look at the global situation?
I think the guys, sanity is prevailing when it comes to those guys. Yes, we've seen they've managed to increase the operating income by almost 89%, and the guys can tell you and be honest that, listen, some of the investment that they had to sell, unfortunately, they had to take a bit of a loss. And as well, they've been earnest with this whole story about Apple. That is not that they don't like it, but it's because it was mainly for tax purposes. And he likes what the U.S. central bank governor is doing currently. And I think, just like our central bank governor, Pecom, here, that they unfortunately don't have control over the fiscal policy. So many policymakers from that end also have to come, you know, and do their part so that monetary and fiscal policy can really help going forward. But what I've picked up is that as much as the guys like AI, they're still not too excited, because at some point he likened that to more like what they call nuclear weapons. That, listen, this is a game changer, but unfortunately, the very same game changer might end up being a problem for you going forward. As we know now with nuclear weapons, that it did manage to change the complexion when it comes to us, but we are all now scared, you know, about the nucleus. But all in all, he gave more of a sober picture, and he'll continue with the holdings that he's got. But he thinks that the world economy will get to a point where I think all this noise will be out of the way, and we'll start focusing on the fundamentals.
What messages from one of the most consistent investors of our time? He certainly has got a different approach towards investing. Let's come back home for a second. Makwe, I want to look at the performance of the Rand. We're starting off the month quite strongly, down below 18 Rand 50. At some point, we're even below 18 Rand 40. Is this momentum we're going to be able to sustain and maintain going into our election month? I mean, we know that the US's election month is far, far away, but for now, all eyes are likely to be on the South African Rand and what happens with South African elections. What are your thoughts around where the Rand is sitting versus what we could be in for?
You know, we need to note that most of the domestic issues are priced into the rent. you are load shedding, the issues about the outcome of the elections, you know, and we just know, Jimmy, that everything doesn't get to be 110% pressed in. But the rent, whether we like it or not, will continue to be driven by what is happening with the US dollar, as we've seen now, with people expecting that the rates probably, or the Fed's increasing, you know, that the rates will go down come September, that they weakened the US dollar itself and the rent benefited. Same time, we see that there have been some, you know, spots here and there of some improvement when it comes to China. And we know they continue to be our biggest consumer when it comes to minerals. And that itself, given that the rand itself is a commodity currency, will definitely benefit from that. As we also say, see today, that it's not a question of only a weaker dollar, which is benefiting the rand, but also firmer commodity prices. So if these things continue and we continue to be convinced that definitely we're getting a rate cut, then the US dollar will continue to weaken and the rand will continue to firm up. Unless if in the next coming few days we get some surprise when it comes to the election story, and so far we don't expect any, but I think most of those things have been priced in, whether you priced it correctly or not, but already people expect a certain outcome when it comes to our quality, to our elections. And we need to remember, Jimmy, that I might be pushing a certain policy, as we've seen as most political parties, but we need to sit down and ask ourselves that all these policies that people were talking about, whether it's nationalization, stuff like that, have they ever happened?
Absolutely. Marco, does that then mean that we should be loading up on resource stocks? What sectors are we looking at from an equities point of view if we are assuming a certain outcome of the elections? I mean, obviously a coalition outcome looks very different from a long-standing return to power for the ANC and the like of that. But from an investment point of view, what does that then mean for portfolios? Are we taking a cautious approach in May? Are we selling and staying away, as the saying goes? Or should we be looking for opportunities now amid all of the chaos and uncertainty that's happening?
I think continue to look for opportunities, because there are a lot of sectors where we can strongly feel that they've been like oversold, and you continue to have exposure to the likes of your bonds, given what is happening with interest rates. As much as we might get maybe a 25 basis point decrease this year, still interest rates will still be at elevated levels, meaning your yields will continue to be attractive in the short term. And yes, we also look into stuff that everyone will like to please their voters, and they'll make sure that they continue to take care of our masses. So food will continue to be a play there as well, but depending on that particular food company, whether is it oversold or overbought.
Depending on the food company. So there are some companies that you are liking at the moment, and there are some sectors that look very attractive. Are there sectors where you're saying, you know what, let's stay away from this until we have a concrete outcome to elections? I know sectors like the financial stocks have historically been kind of defensive and rand hedge almost to some investors. Are there certain areas or certain sectors where you're looking at it as an investment manager saying, this is too much risk at this point?
You know, I think maybe I need to make a disclaimer that, you know, I think our election outcomes gets to be over-exaggerated. Mm. So whatever portfolios I'm choosing are not only based on the election outcome. I can say I'll stay away from banks. Mm. And for one reason, that we know that the impairments continue to increase. We know that people are unable to repay their loans. We know the very same banks as well, they continue to be very strict, you know, in giving out loans. And I think they have earned their money, benefited from high interest rates, managed to increase their interest income, but we'll get to a point where that interest income that they've been earning have to be now mitigated by what is happening with the impairments, people starting to default. Personally, I think at some point I will start to lighten when it comes to banks, not necessarily to run away completely.
That's quite interesting, because a lot of the companies and a lot of the international investors, when we look at foreign direct investments, they've typically kind of start with the banks and say, you know what, the banks are going to be the most secure and most stable investments, because even though there are those impairments, they're still benefiting from higher interest collections and the like from their perspective. So it's quite interesting that in an environment like this, we are planning for almost an expansionary kind of approach to the South African picture and SA Inc. I think the overall overall consensus as well, and I'm starting to get this as well from other investment managers and other analysts around, that this is the time to be getting into really good SA stocks that are really attractive. And for those that don't believe us, I suppose you might as well take a look at the likes of BHP that are showing interest in from an international perspective in some local companies. Marco, before I let you go, your thoughts on the developments that we've been hearing, the likes of BNP Paribas, the French bank, finally informing us that they'd be pulling out of South Africa after 12 years.
Jimmy, you know, these companies get to be run by directors who get to be rewarded on what value are they creating for the shareholders. So if those in charge, the executives, they feel that we're no longer making money when it comes to a certain region, this is no longer talking to our strategy, because you come with your strategies so that you can optimize whatever you have and continue to unlock shareholders' value. And if it happens that one of those things is to say we have to get out of this particular area, let it be. As much as at some point, guys may take a decision that we need to get involved here because they saw an opportunity. If that opportunity is no longer there, I don't think we have to make a big fuss out of the whole thing.
Certainly some interesting sentiments there, and I know that my next guest is going to have his own thoughts around what's happening in terms of the investment landscape, but we'll leave it at that. Makwe, thanks as always for those insights. Makwe Maselela, Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.